Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday, June 3rd. Reporting from the Radio On The Go newsroom, I'm Jason Eaton. Iowa farmers made major planting progress last week as warm, dry weather allowed nearly all the state's corn and soybeans to be planted. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy said the conditions helped farmers make strong progress, but added that rain will be welcome as crops begin to emerge and become established. According to the latest Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report, there were 5.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 31st. Corn planting reached 97% complete, matching last year's pace. Corn emergence reached 87%, which is 2 percentage points ahead of last year. Corn condition was rated 82% good to excellent. Soybean planting reached 95% complete, also unchanged from last year. Soybean emergence reached 74%, while soybean condition was rated 79% good to excellent. The statewide average temperature last week was 73.2 degrees, 8.7 degrees above normal. Statewide average precipitation was 47 hundredths of an inch, below the normal of 1.14 inches. The Clarion Goldfield Dowse School District will soon have a new superintendent as Jared Carter prepares to officially assume the role on July 1st. Carter was selected by the school board last fall and will succeed retiring Superintendent Joe Nelson. After serving as a teacher, coach, and administrator for 16 years, Carter says he's excited to take on a position that will allow him to become even more involved throughout the district and community.
And I knew that taking that next step in my leadership journey would not only allow me to have more opportunities to partner with community people and organizations and things like that, but also it would continue to challenge me as a person, as a professional. And that's something that I'm always seeking out, is trying to push myself for myself personally, but then also how can I help more people? And so when you are, you know, the top dog, so to speak, you can have a pretty big impact. And I really want to try to have a positive impact on our three communities and our school district.
Carter has spent the past 3 years in the district, most recently serving as pre-K through eighth grade principal. As he prepares to step into the superintendent's office, he says Nelson has helped make the transition a smooth one.
You know, this is my third year working with him. He has given me a ton of opportunities to grow as a leader. You know, as I was going through the superintendent prep program at UNI, he was my mentor, and he really kind of gave me the reins in a whole bunch of situations that would help prepare me for it, because you have to get right around 400 clinical hours. And so majority of those were with him, and in situations, seeing how he would handle it, you know, he'd ask me how I would handle a different situation, and a lot of coaching involved. So it's been a really good partnership.
Before coming to Clarion Goldfield Dowse, Carter served as an elementary principal in Eagle Grove and spent 10 years teaching and coaching in the Clear Creek Amana School District. He officially begins his duties as superintendent July 1st. The Clarksville City Council discussed Main Street parking, nuisance properties, and possible ordinance changes during its regular meeting June 1st. Council members discussed concerns with parking along Main Street and whether changes should apply to the entire Main Street area instead of only the south side. One council member said additional signage could be added denoting no residential parking on Main Street from Monday through Friday. The council also reviewed nuisance vehicle concerns and approved abatements for properties at 533 West Weir Street and 215 West Poizel Street. The council discussed a possible change to allow chickens and ducks within city limits. The council also approved several building permits and heard an update on possible pickleball improvements at the city park. The Rowan City Council on Monday took steps towards future infrastructure improvements and the community's 125th anniversary celebration. Council members approved an engineering agreement with Veenstra and Kim for $13,500 related to a USDA-funded water infrastructure project and authorized Mayor Dale Holman to sign the agreement. The council also approved plans for Rowan's quasquicentennial celebration in June 2027. Josephine Miller was appointed chairperson of the planning committee and given permission to form a committee and begin organizing the event. The city will establish a separate accounting fund for celebration finances. In other business, Wright County Economic Development Director Aaron Budwig provided information on the Wright County Brownfields Coalition Initiative and Midas Public Transit Services. The council also approved the sale of property at 135 and 138 Main Street and discussed nuisance abatement efforts. Aubrey Brandt, a naturalist with Franklin and Wright Counties, says baby wildlife season is underway in Iowa, and residents may start seeing young animals that appear to be abandoned. As aired on the Outdoors in North Iowa podcast on KLMJ, Brandt says conservation offices often receive calls from people who believe they have found abandoned fawns, baby rabbits, birds, owls, or raccoons. But in most cases, she says the animals are exactly where they are supposed to be. Brandt says one of the most common calls conservation offices receive involves fawns, but she says a fawn left alone is usually not abandoned.
Mother deer are smart. They intentionally leave their fawns alone for hours at a time, usually only visiting at dusk and dawn to nurse. Fawns are born with zero scent and perfect camouflage spots that mimic sunlight on the grass. Adult deer carry strong scents that contract predators, so they stay away from the fawns to keep their babies safe.
Brandt says cottontail rabbits also leave their young alone for most of the day, visiting nests only briefly to feed them. She says fledging birds may be seen on the ground as they learn to hop and fly, while young owls may fall from branches during a normal stage of development. Brandt says people should only intervene if an animal is injured or is in an unsafe location.
If you care, leave it there. Only intervene if you see blood, a broken limb, or a swarm of flies, or if it's in an unsafe location such as near a road or in a yard with a dog. Otherwise, let nature do its job.
You can find full episodes of the Outdoors in North Iowa podcast on demand at radioonthego.com. The Ackley City Council will hold a meeting today to consider a lease agreement involving Friends of Prairie Bridges. The council is scheduled to discuss and possibly take action on the Friends of Prairie Bridges lease agreement. Council members are also expected to consider a resolution which would establish a sanitary sewer rate and authorize the city to enter into a lease agreement with Friends of Prairie Bridges. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. tonight in the Ackley Council Chambers. And a survey of supply managers in Iowa and eight other Midwestern states indicates solid manufacturing growth despite rising job losses and the highest inflation rate in 4 years. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says that because of the war with Iran, many companies in the region are buying in advance to get ahead of price increases and avoid supply chain disruptions. Looking ahead 6 months, Goss predicts energy prices will rise and supply chain disruptions will continue, pushing the business confidence index even lower. The monthly Creighton report shows the nine-state region lost manufacturing jobs for the 10th time in the past 12 months, while Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska accounted for more than 83% of the manufacturing jobs lost in the region over the past year. Goss says U.S. manufacturing has lost about 80,000 jobs in the past year, while the Midwest alone has lost 17,000 jobs. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.